We are receiving reports of the use of heavy weaponry, including artillery, tanks, and jet aircraft in densely populated areas in Khartoum. And we are receiving reports that these have caused numerous civilian deaths and massive destruction of property. Civilians are therefore caught in the middle of this conflict and are suffering as a result. We are also receiving reports that humanitarian actors are having a difficult time in responding to the conflict due to the, you know, increased violence in many parts of the country. We are therefore calling to all parties to the conflict in Sudan to immediately stop using explosive weapons, particularly weapons that have wide area effects in the vicinity of concentrations of civilians. We are also asking all the parties to the conflict to ensure that civilians are protected, civilians are not targeted, and civilian infrastructure is spared. We are asking Sudan's regional and international partners, including IGAD, African Union, the UN, and others, including the US, to publicly ask and call on the parties to the conflict to respect international humanitarian law and protect civilians.
Abdullahi, Amnesty is also, you want a UN Security Council meeting to be convened on Sudan?
Yes, absolutely. We are calling on the UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting on the situation in Sudan. And in that meeting, the UN Security Council should adopt a resolution or should at least make a statement publicly calling on the parties to this conflict to ensure protection of civilians, and they should do so as a matter of priority.
Do you have hope that this will happen?
We would like to encourage parties to the conflict to ensure they are protecting civilians. That is a requirement under international law. We are also encouraging Sudan's international partners to ensure that civilians are protected during this conflict, and they should encourage and make direct calls on actors that are involved in this conflict to ensure civilians are not targeted and international humanitarian law is respected.
Abdullahi, thank you so much. A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.